This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on affordable housing versus any housing at all. There's starting to be an emerging pressure confronting housing activists and organizations, or so it seems, the fight between affordable housing versus any housing at all. The fight is particularly pronounced in the executive cities where most people can no longer afford to live, like New York, London, San Francisco, Vancouver, and the rest. But it's also being waged neighborhood to neighborhood under pressure of gentrification. A recent article in the New York Times featured a self-proclaimed anarchistic contrarian voice from San Francisco with an organization called BARF, the Bay Area Renters Federation. Yes, they thought the name was funny. These activists, what can you say? Essentially, they'd adopted a position in the desperation of the situation in San Francisco that was essentially anything goes as long as it means more housing, affordable, luxury, whatever. Long-standing tenant organizations in San Francisco called BARF the Tea Party of housing groups in the city, which pretty much defines a how low can you go put down. There may be worse, though, and I stumbled on these notions reading a column in The Economist reporting some of the bright ideas that economists have. This is The Economist, though, so don't be surprised if the argument starts from a position similar to BARF that development is good and even alleges that everybody loves development. The problem is that no one wants it where they live. They want it somewhere else in the city. Nonetheless, the ideas were, to say the least, novel. One was a straight pay-to-play proposition. Developers wanting to build in a particular area where they might counter community opposition would offer to pay neighbors in the area in cash money for the inconvenience and upset they had about the development. The exchange there was almost the equivalent of paying for mental anguish of some sort. Taking it a logical next step, though, neighbors willing to have their silence or support bought could also try to trade their position for whatever they believe the loss of value in their property might be. In some ways, this proposal isn't so novel. Forever, big developments in rural areas have bought out landowners wholesale to split communities. Developers reportedly buy out tenants in cities where they have protected leases in order to redevelop buildings in executive cities now, so that what may seem on its face absurd actually may be a more common practice than we realize. Many so-called neighbor associations are so dominated by local real estate interests and individuals that it can be hard not to see them already as developer lapdogs. And of course, when politics and money mix, this kind of business is also routine. Mayor of New Orleans in a peek over a competing developer's complaint that another developer won a bid to deal with a city building is trying to get legislation through the state that would force any litigator in the future to have to put up a bond for the lost revenue, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You get the picture. Another unique proposal offered was a sort of community blackmail. If a neighborhood fought a development in their area, essentially an ordinance or statute would require them to support a development elsewhere in the city of equivalent value and impact. The premise behind the proposition is, once again, that all development is good and beneficial. Any opposition is narrow and selfish, so if you protest, you eventually pay the piper and have to saddle up to screw another community elsewhere in the city. Either way, the one thing that is certain is that the development gets built. We might think of some of these proposals as just ridiculous, but doing so is at some peril. Take a quick look at the political contributions in virtually any city for the municipal office holders, and usually we'll see the who's who of all the local and many national developers lining up with cash, usually for candidates on both sides in the election, so that they have markers down on all the candidates, as well, of course, as the eventual winner. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.